Good afternoon, Family First. This is Robin speaking.
Hi, Robert. My name is Shanae Bridges. I'm a service coordinator with Keystone First, and I'm looking for this, the coordinator for mutual participant Carmen Coleman.
Coleman. Can you verify her date of birth for me, please?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Date of birth is 11/12/1960.
Okay, my coordinator is Mary Andrea. I can transfer you right over.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary. My name is Shanae Bridges. I'm a service coordinator with Keystone First. I'm calling in reference to mutual participant Carmen Coleman.
Carmen Coleman, yes.
Yes. I was calling to check the status. So she informed me, she called in the member services and informed me that her and her daughter were attempting to call in for a backup plan Friday and Saturday and was unable to reach anyone. So I was just trying to just get information in reference to the backup plan because I'm going to have to submit a critical incident for service interruption.
Okay, so she was, I believe the patient was discharged on the 21st?
She was discharged on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, which was the 20th.
The 20th, okay, let me confirm that information then. Let me fix it because that's the information that we got from there that the patient was discharged on the 21st. Okay. So she was discharged then on the 20th, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they did try to contact us on Saturday. I believe that she, well, I don't work on Saturdays. We have somebody else who covers on Saturday. And from my understanding, what I spoke with Alicia is that somebody she informed that there was, you know, that she wasn't able to work. But this was on Saturday, you know, it was very last minute. And from what I can see here, my colleague was trying to find somebody, but they were not able to.
Did anyone get back to Ms. Coleman? Because she was saying that she continuously called and no one got back to her. She said that she spoke to someone named Brittany and they were supposed to call her back in 30 minutes and no one ever did.
Brittany. Okay, we don't have a Brittany. She told me that.
Okay, she could be.
Yeah, I get it. I will check on that because I just asked what happened. I have not received a response yet regarding that because she did tell me, like, yeah, somebody spoke with me. They said they were going to look for it, but nobody contacted me back. So, yeah, I'm waiting on a response from, you know, the person. I do not have nothing yet, but I can give you a call back once, you know, they let me know, okay?
Okay. Just a couple more questions. Okay, so just to confirm, so do you know what time the initial call was from the family?
No, I do not. Oh, but actually, let me check here. Maybe I can find the history of them. Give me 1 second. Okay, so this is time taken, March 21st at 8:31 in the morning.
Okay, so I guess that would be considered last minute, like 8:30.
Yeah, no, the thing is, it's last minute because, well, first of all, it was only 2 hours away from the from her actual shift.
For her actual
also,
shift, okay.
Yeah, and also the same day. So that might be why. But I'll check to see if maybe there was, you know, any issues why she couldn't call Alicia back and let her know that nobody could cover, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sure, no problem. And you said your name was?
Shanae Bridges.
Shanae. Okay. All right. I'll give you a call back once I get an answer, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Sure, no problem. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.